Tana Rabbanan Gimel Avos Nemar B'Shor HaKaren Rashen Raregel Karen Minolan De Tana Rabbanan Ki Yigach In Negicha Ela B'Karen Shenem Mar Vayas Lo Tzidkio Ben Knan Karne Barzel Vayomer Kol Mar Hashem Be'elu Tinagach Es Aram. So the Gemara quotes the first pasuk that Negicha is with Karen. Vayomer B'Chor Shara Hadar Lo. And there's an additional pasuk B'Chor Shara Hadar Lo in the Psukim in V'Zoy Sabroch V'Yosef V'Karne Reim Karnov Bahem Amim Yinagach. So you see that Negicha also applies by Ashur. My Vayomer, what's the additional pasuk necessary for? If you want to tell me that you can't learn Adin D'Oraisa from the Vim Uksuvim, Tashma B'chor Shara D'Lo, so that's why I need an additional pasuk. Says the Gemara, that can't be the answer. This is not a Yalfusa. This is not teaching Adin. It's a Gilui Mosav Alma. It's just an identification. That's not a problem of Divrei Torah V'Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon. It's a Gilui Milsa, the Negicha B'Kerenu. It's just being Megalata us from later Psukim in Nevi'im and Ksuvim that Negicha is Shayach to Keren. That's not a Yalfusa. That would be a problem of Divrei Torah V'Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon. Alamal D'Seima Kipol G'Rachmana Bein Tam L'Mu'ud. I would have thought that the Chilek by Keren, that there's a distinction between Tam and Mu'ud. Hani Mila B'Tvusha That would be when the keren, when the horns are detached. But when the animal is attached, that's why I need Tashma B'chor Shor Adar Lo, that I have an additional pasuk to teach me that keren even applies the din of tam, the chiluk of tam and muad, even applies the regular din of keren, even applies to Ashor Mechub. Zok the Rashba. Rashba dira maslav mechuberes ema kula muedesi. Kashili. Adarabba. Ema kula tamahu. Lashalim chatzin ezek belchud. De chola fuke memoina kula toivea vachumr lenitba. Frek the Rashba. Why does the Gemara say? Maybe I would think the dinim of Karen is by tlusha that were machalik between Tam and Muad, but by Mechuberes, then what? The Havamina would be what, Rabbi Isai? Ema Kula Muadi, that it's always what? That it's always Nezek Shalem. Frek the Rashba. I was saying out the Gemara, you're saying out the Rashba. Frek the Rashba, say like Jeremy. Mechatesi, that you should say if the Pasuk's not talking about Mechuberes, that therefore it's always going to be Muad Nezek Shalem. Say Fakert. Say Lekula. That what? That it's always going to be Tam. So, before we even get to the Rajba's answer, does anyone remember an answer to the Rajba?
Briskarov.
Briskarov was the first one who introduced us to this Rajba on Thursday. And the Briskarov said, Nay! Why, what did the Briskarov say?
It's all about
the details. Dainu, the Ava Nezek is to tell you the Chiluke Adinim. But otherwise, the default is what? Without the details? The default is you're always Chayef. So that's a Pasha Teretz, the Rajba's Kasha. Elamai, even the Briskarov himself, would be masking from the fact that the Rashba asked this kasha and doesn't give the Briskarov's teretz. Elamai, we have a yesod over here that the Rashba disagrees with Shitas Arif and the Briskarov's yesod in Shitas Arif. So that was just what we see from this Rashba, from the fact that he asked this kasha, which is a gevaldik kasha. But according to the Briskarov, there's a gevaldik teretz in the fundamental understanding of what Avos Nezikin is. Apparently, we can be medayik from the kasha, the Rashba, and he doesn't answer like the Rashba, like the Briskarov, that the Rashba held a certain mahalach in Meseches Baba Kam. More like Rashi's camp as opposed to the Rif's camp from Thursday. That reminds me. Thursday. Pause this for a second. Anyone who's planning Talk to Rashba, I'm going to answer my question, not in the Brisker Rav's Yisod. Shkoyach Semet. Guy must be on golf, he's trying to score some points. Chas v'shalom. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. So the Rashba needs a teretz. Why don't you go l'kakel? Why don't you go Safik l'kula? Yishleim read the Adarava. B'nezikin sveka didhu l'hachmer ki isur. Says the Rashba Poshin. This is the Zik. And the Zik, and what's the din, Rabbi Yisai? Sveka didhu. Wiser by Nezikin what? Safik Nezikin, the din is what? Is Isser. Right? You with me? What's the din by a Safik Isser? You have a Safik piece of treif, Safik kosher in front of you. What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? What's the halacha? You have to be machmir, right? Safik, Safik Isser lechumra, right? Oh, here we go, Rabbi Yisai. Who was here for Kedushin?
Two. One and two.
What was the Rashba's Shita in Safik Isur, Safik Daraisa L'chumra? What was the Rashba Shita in Kedushin, Rabbi Yisai? You can't forget this. Shmaitza Aleph. What daf? In the Rashba? It's like five Rashbas. Who's the Machloikis? Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Donnie, you were here for Kedushin?
The Rambam.
Yeah, what's the Machloikis? Fakir. The Rambam holds Safik Daraisa is midrabbanan l'chumra, and the Rashba holds Safik Daraisa is min haTorah l'chumra. What? Svek Sveka is a Gemara. Everyone holds a Svek Sveka as Pater. It's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tes. The reason why, according to the Rambam, Svek Sveka is Lekula is because it blibes a Safik Derabanan Lekula. Because if the whole Safik Deraisa is only Midrabanan, and then you add an additional Safik to that, so it blibes a Safik Derabanan Lekula. According to the Rashba, you wouldn't be able to say that Pshat in Svek Sveka. You would have to say a different Pshat. It's true. It's a good point. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. That's the pashtas, by the way, everybody say. The pashtas is that when you have a Safik Daraisa in front of you, the reason why you have to be machmir is not a chumra derabanan. The pashtas is that the Torah is telling you have to be machmir over here. The Rambam is the one who is mechadesh that Safik Daraisa is only a chumra derabanan that you have to be machmir, but min haTorah you would not have to be machmir. And that could be a much broader shir. A whole Chavas Das and the Rambam's understanding of Psukim and the Torah, but not for now. We'll learn that Mirtz Hashem next time. We'll learn Kedushin together. Where did that come up? That came up on it was a Gemara we had a Shita Lene de Lemi on Daf by Safik Amrahi Amrahu ve Nasnahi. That was Nasnahu ve Amrahi. That was that Safik. What do you do with the Safik Kedushin? Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because Net Derivai is one of the kashas. Safik Arlen Chutzlaritz is one of the kashas that the Rashba deals with. Good. Fine. Very good. Everyone okay with this Rashba?
No.
I have a problem with this Rashba also. And the reason why I have a problem with this Rashba is because I come what day of the week, Rabbi Yisai?
Sunday.
Sunday. So those of you that don't come Sunday, you can go golfing on Thursday. Because either way, you're going to get messed over. Rabbi Yisai! What's my problem? What does the Gemara say I'm involved? What was that? What's Safik Kula? You sound like you're speaking Chinese over here. Give me a Gemara.
Safik, whether or not the evil the Uber was born first or not, you split it.
You split it? And who's that going according to?
Sumchas.
Who's the mainstream opinion? Rabbanan. What are the Rabbanan older by say? Amoiti mechadero olivaraya. Mom and Amuto Basafik, we don't know what the deal is. The halacha is what? The halacha is what? What are you at?
Feast over here? What is it? You think because you have a coffee, I have different rules for you? Not so far.
No.
Finish afterwards. We'll have a feast afterwards.
Mom and Amuto is sheer, guys. It's not, we don't, some days yes, some days no. This is hectish. There's a din mi'ilu when it comes to hekdesh. Mamon amotu b'sofik, amayit z'mechaver, all of arayas. Rabbi Yisai, what in the world is the Rashba talking about? Didn't he come to Sunday Shir? Doesn't he know Mishnayis? And that's not the only Mishnah. I chose to give that Mishnah because, first of all, that's the most famous Mishnah about Amotz Mechaver Olav Araya. But there are other Mishnayis that talk about Sveikus, Legabin, Nezikin, and what would we say? We say Amotz Mechaver Olav Araya, Safim Mono Lakula. So I don't understand. The Rashba's going to tell me, no, not by Nezikin. It's not true. I have Rayas from Nezikin, and you still go Safim Mono Lakula. Is that a bomb kasha, Jeremy, on the Rashba? Rashba makes no sense. No sense. But the Rashba has a Gemara that he's trying to explain. Yeah. You're potter. Yeah. One second. Everyone with me, everybody say, everyone chop the kasha? This Rashba is against Shas. And don't tell me Amotz Mechaver Olav Araya is only in Bezdin and Bamitzia when it's a machlokes if you owe me money or not. It's even by Nezikin. Vem Vav is min Nezikin. And there you say, Safik Mamono Lakula.
Yeah, but that's talking about, although it's in Ezekiel, but the Rashba's understanding that it's still Dine Mamon.
I don't understand how you just answered the Rashba.
Meaning the Rashba.
Rashba says, Safik Nezekiel is Lachumra. I have a Raya from the Mishnah Mevav against him.
Yeah, but I'm saying this Mishnah isn't necessarily dealing with Nezekiel.
Really? Really?
Monetary losses and payments.
Can you open up a Mishnah Mevav, tell me what he's talking about? I don't understand what you're saying, Schultz.
I don't understand what I'm saying. Yet.
Okay. I want to hear a chiluk. Yeah. Now. Oh, slow down. Slow down. Good. Rabbi Yisai. One second. That's kasha number one. I have a load of kashas on this Rashbas. But let's take things step by step. So there was a tshuva the Chassam Sofer. Regarding, you need a clarification or you have an answer?
I'm trying to know what the tshuva is in Memba.
Potter.
No,
that's Sumchus. You gotta learn the Bekiyas Levin, man. Yeah, what does it say? Yeah, what does it say? Hulkin. Who's it go? But the Gemara elaborates. Who's the Gemara? Who's the Mishnah going into? Who's the Mishnah going to? You have no nemunas on such a statement that you didn't go through the Gemara. Ain't that amazing? That's for Russia. What? No, I'm talking for the Bekiyas thing. It's Bekiyas thing.
I know, but. Okay.
Who's the Gemara going according to? Everybody say, everyone with me? No, I want to make sure, ring a line. The Gemara says that Gemara is going according to Sumchus. Mamana Mutu Basafik is Cholkin. We split whenever we have a doubt when it comes to Dine Mamanus. But that's not the way we paskin. The Pashup Shad is like Rabbanu. That the Din is when you have a Safik in Dine Mamanus, you don't have any Rayas. Amotzi Mechaver, all of a Raya. You want to extract money from me, you bring a proof. So that's Safik Mamona Lakula. Even by a case of Nezek. Good? Everyone with me, Rabbi Sai? Everyone with me?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Comes along with Chassam Sofer in Yeridei and some Reish Mem Aleph, and he wants to deal with this Rashba. Because this Rashba seems to contradict all of Shas. It's a problematic Rashba. So says the Chassam Sofer that, you know, there are sometimes halachas in the Torah that are not black and white. They're not either or. There's sometimes a function of two types of din. What do I mean by two types of din? Says the Chassam Sofer, you could have a dine mamonis type din that also relates to Isser Veheter as well. So that, says the Chassam Sofer, is our question over here. You have different examples that the nature of the halacha carries with it not only Dine Mamanis, but also Isser Behet. Give me another example, Rabbi Yisai, of something that has two qualities of being both Dine Mamanis and Isser Behet, Rabbi Yisai. What? Anyone ever hear of Oina? Anyone ever hear of what's I know rabbi say?
Overcharging.
Is it only charging over a six? What? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, depending on how much you overcharge, will whether or not the sale will be invalid. But the Yisra Ono, would, according to most Rishon, the Yisra Ono would be even if it's less than a six. But Ono is overcharging. But Jacob's right. The Dine Ono is if it's more than a shtus, more than a six. That's called ripping a guy off. Okay? We have halachas for ripping a guy off. So on the one hand, that has Dine Mominus relations and is related to the Dine Mominus Shemot. Is the Mekach Batal? Do you have to give back? Do you have to be Machzir the Ono? Do you not have to be the Machzir the Ono? These are all halachas that are found in the fifth parak of Bava Metzia, right? And then there's also Rabbi Yisai Ribis. What's Ribis? Interest. So that on the one hand is what? Is Mammon. Right? And also Isser V'Hetter, you violated an Isser. Right? Okay. Gemara compares it to eating all shrutzim, and Gemara is a scary Lashonos about the tarfus of charging beribis and what you do, and it's like killing a person. It's starving him. It's disgusting, the Gemara says. But those have both dual qualities. However, a suffix in Ribis and Ainah, says the Chassam Sofer, would be Safik Mamona Lekula. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, you have to say as follows. Certain times when you have these combinations, they're really Ikaro Mamon, and then that drags along an Issa related din. And when it comes to Nezikin, the Rashba is telling us, it's really Ikaro Isser. And then the mumminess gets dragged on with the Isser. If I use this Chassam Sofer, Rabbi said, this answers question number two. Because I was bothered with the following idea, Rabbi said. Listen to the second question. Again, the first question was, how does the Rashba deal with the Mishnah Men Vav? My second question is, fine, Naniach, the Rashba's right. It's Safik Isser L'Chumrah. But it's also a Safik Mamona Lekula. Everyone hear that second question? Even if it's Safik Yisur L'Chumra, but there's also a Mamon aspect, so by Machmir by the Yisur aspect, and don't be Machmir by the Mamon aspect. Everyone hear what I'm asking? Again, question number one is, how do you deal with the Mishnah on Baba Kamim and Vav later on? Question number two is, whatever you answer, you'll have an answer for that. Fine, and you wanted to say Safik Yisur L'Chumra over here, and that's why the din is over here, that we're going to treat it like a mu'ud. That now the Rashba explained the Gemara. But I'm asking on the Rashba, so say that Lagabi the Yisur, but not Lagabi the Mamon. How are you extracting money from me? Everyone hear that question? There's two elements over here. So I understand you have to explain the Gemara that it was, if it was, what? Not talking about Mechumeres, we would say Mu'ud, and we would go Lahachmir, right? So only say that, Legabi, what you have to say that for. Namely what? Isser. The Isser element. But who says you have to be Machmir, Legabi, the Mominus element? Rabbi said there's going to be a guy in court, he's going to be very upset about this case. What do you mean, what happened to the Klaus of Monolakula? Why are you chepering me? What happened to Safik Mamona Lekula? This guy, if he knows how to learn, he's going to scream that at the Beis Din. Safik Mamona Lekula. No, I'm sorry. Over here it's Safik Yisur L'Chumra. Fine, so I was over in Isser, but don't touch my assets.
How else are you going to repent from that?
You'll deal with...
The only way of doing it is that you pay Chachinezek. That's how you...
Why? Why can't I do tshuva?
So I would say the tshuva is that.
Why? Why can't you split between... Why can't you split between the two? Oh, so you already heard of a Chassam Sofer. You already heard what I was introducing. It's exactly what Smas is saying, is what the Chassam Sofer is saying. The answer to my second... Everyone got my second question, Rabbi Sai? Everyone got my second question? One second. Does everyone got my second question? You're asking the second question? Yeah. So first question is just a technicality. It's against the Gemara. Now I'm saying you have an answer to the Gemara. Okay? Whatever the answer is, we'll answer it. Okay? Now I'm saying, but even once you answer it, why do you have to say the Pshat in our Gemara is based on that? Just be Machmer by the Yisr and not by the Mamon. Now I'm asking on the Rashba. Not that the Rashba is against the Gemara, I'm asking on the logic of the Rashba. That only explains to me why you have to be machmir in the Isser element. Why do you have to be machmir in the Mammon element? I'm breaking apart this Rashba, Rabbi Yisai. Because this Rashba is so Yisaitistic. We have to break apart every word of the Rashba. Even though it was short. You know, someone said to me in Seder, it's such a short Rashba. I said, well, this is not a short Rashba. Chevra. Everyone hear the difference between those two kashas? One is the Rashba makes no sense. Just pusher what he said. It's against Gemara's. And I don't know how I'm going to answer that kasha, but that's question number one. And even Naniach, you answer that kasha. But why do you have to be machmir for the moment element? Just be machmir for the Isser element? Yeah, ring on.
Yeah, but the Isser and Mammon element are two sides of the same
coin. Oh, so that's exactly why I introduced to you the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer will help Legabi that second question. Namely what? These two things are linked. And when it comes to Nezikin, the Chassam Sofer is saying Pshat in the Rashba. This is what the Chassam Sofer was bothered by. Chassam Sofer is saying Pshat in the Rashba is this is Ikaro Isser, and the Mammon is linked to the Isser. And therefore, the second question will be answered. But Rabbi Yisai, does the Chassam Sofer help us? For what? For the first kasha? No. He didn't explain to us what the answer to the first kasha is, right? How do you deal with the original Mishnah and Gemaras that contradict that it's just not Suffolk Isser, it's Suffolk Mo? So again, the Chassam Sofer helps for another element, for another kasha. But I think Lefi Anias Daiti, the Chassam Sofer is not sufficient for us to answer and go about all of our questions on the Rashba that we've presented. And we just started with two questions. We're going to have many more questions on this Rashba. But just to get the ball rolling, the Chassam Sofer introduces this new concept of inyanim and halachos that have two elements to them. Sometimes we look at it as Ikaro Mammon. Sometimes we look at it as Ikaro Isser, and therefore you're not going to necessarily split between the two to answer my question of why can't I divide between these two concepts and not have the Rashba's conclusion. Good. So perhaps we understand that the two things are linked, but again, it falls short because the Mishnah later on says even by Nezikin, you say Selfing Mamono Lekul. I want to go weiter. Yeah.
The Chassam Sofer is basically just saying it's like a one package. You can't set differentiate between that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he's saying that by Nezikin, the Isser is the Iker element. Yeah. Weiter. Rabbi Yisai, we need to go weiter in the Gemara. We're going to come back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, Mu'ud La'ad, Mu'ud La'Behema. We're going to come back to all these sugyas. But in order, sometimes Rabbi Yisai, we have to see Gemaras and they have to cover ground through jumping around a little bit. And you got to see stuff in order to say stuff. That's just the aside. So Gemara says, Vayter in the Gemara. Let's learn in the Gemara. So we're trying to analyze the statement of Rav Papa that told us saying is Lav Kayotze Behem. Rava says sometimes it's Kayotze Behem and sometimes the told us are not Kayotze Behem. Sometimes they're parallel and sometimes they're not parallel. Ella told the same lav kayitzavem the armor of papa ahe. Ilana hani maishna karen the kavanosala hazigumon choshmiras and alecha. Hani nami kavanosala hazigumon choshmiras and alecha. What did that mean? If by karen, Rabbi Yisai, the toldos and the avos are both the common denominator of what? Mimoncha ushmiras and alecha. Right? So therefore, Toldosein are kayotze b'hem. Someone pointed out that this line of the Gemara might be a kasha on the Brisker Rav. Because the language of the Gemara of Mamonon Ushmirasan Alecha, the Brisker Rav used as the default for all Nezikin. Whatever is Mamoncha Ushmirasan Alecha, that's the default. According to the Brisker Rav, when you're talking about Toldosei and Kayotze Behen or not, what are you talking about, Lefi the Rif? You're talking about the Dinim. You're talking about the details, right? Mamoncha Shmiras and Alecha shouldn't be the details. It should be Tam Madach there, it's Tam and Mu'ud. Also over here, it's Tam and Mu'ud. Why is the Gemara using the phrase of Mamoncha Shmiras and Alecha to describe to me Karen's Toldos is Ka'af? Toldosei and Kayotze Behen. Sounds like that phrase is not used to just be a default to be Machayev all in the Zik. It's a Ha'ara. It's a Ha'ara on the Brisker Road. Yeah. It is, but the Brisker Rav explains to us what that means. I know, but if I would want to say, if I was asking you, is Karen told to say in Kiyotze Behen or not? So according to the Brisker Rav, the way I would say is Madoch the Av is told is Tam and Muad, so to the Tolda is Tam and Muad. The Gemara should quote Dinim, not the Tzara Shove. That's exactly the Kasha in the Brisker Rav. Why is the Gemara quoting the? Sounds like not the way the Brisker Rav perceived the Mishnah. That sounds to be a problem. It's Ha'ara on the Brisker Rav. It's a good Ha'ara. Fine. Ella told her to Karen. Karen, you're right. Told her of Karen is like Karen. V'chikomer of Papa. So what was her Papa going on, Rabbi Yisai? Hashen v'regel. Shein v'regel heichik siva. Desanya v'shilech zeh ha'regel. V'cheinu oimer mishalche regel ashor v'achamor. Ubir zeh ha'shein v'cheinu omer kasher yivar ha'galol ha'tumo. So the Gemara quotes Psukim for the dinam of Shein v'regel. Omer mar v'shilech zu ha'regel v'cheinu omer mishalche regel ashor v'achamor. Time of the Kasa Rachmana, Mishalchi Regal, Ashor Vachamor, Halava Chibamai Mukmasla, what would you have said? E Karen Ksiv, I have a source for Karen. E Shane Ksiv, I have a source for Shane. Itstrich, I need both Psukim, Salchadaita Chamina, what would I have thought? E Divi E Dia Shane, I would have thought Regal's not Chayev, and what? Both Psukim are going on what? On Shane. And what? V'hod mechalya karna, v'hod loy mechalya karna. And I would have made a distinction between when the karen, when the item is totally consumed, and when the item is not totally consumed. Kamash malon, that it's going on regel, and the pasuk is referring to regel, not on shein. V'hashtadu kimna regel, now that I established it's going on regel. So how taka do you know? Shein de mechalya, de loy mechalya karna. Maybe you should only be mechayev shein that he eats when he's totally going to consume the item. Maybe your havamina is right and now you lost that pasuk. So how do you taka know? Shein de loy mechalya karna. Minolon. Dumid de regel. Ma regel loyshna mechalya karna, v'loyshna loy mechalya karna. Av shein loyshna mechalya karna, v'loyshna loy mechalya karna. Says the Gemara, no, I don't need a pasuk to tell me loy mechal yakarna by Shane that if he eats something and he doesn't fully consume it and it's still kayam, that you're chayav. I could link Shane, I could be makas Shane to what? To regel. Just like by regel, he's chayav if he stamps it, if it's loy mechal yakarna, so to Shane, he's chayav even if he didn't fully consume it, if he ate it, even if it's not, if it's still kayam, it's still there, he's going to be chayav. Good? Frek tois visakash. Shas toisus. Dav gimel men alef and bavakama. Rav Shechter will ask you this on your kol b'china. Dum yu deregel. He loves this toisus. Vim toimar. Frek toisus akashe. V'neime ipcho. What does that mean? V'neime ipcho. Switch what? Go lahachmir? Go lahot? Which one? 50-50 chance. Her boy say, help me out over here. Go la hachmir. What? No, if I cared. The Gemara is saying what? Right, it's saying going la kula, right? Frek tois is akash vim toimer inema ipcha. What was the Gemara saying? Tell me. You guys help me. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Is it Lakula or Lachumra? We have a Machlokes in the Gemara. What's the Kasha of the Gemara? Donnie, what's the Kasha? B'nei Me'ipcha.
It says, well, let's see if it's Kula, and we end up saying, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's
the Gemara's Kasha was Dumya Deregel, right? So Dumya Deregel to teach you what? That if you don't totally consume it, you're still Chayev. So the Gemara is saying by Shane, you're linked to Regel, you're still Chayev. So the Gemara is teaching you a what? A Chumra. Fractoisus venema ipcha. Which would be what? Darshin le kula. So how did Toisus back this out? Why is Toisus thinking that I should say le kula? Says Toisus very simply. Nema ipcha, dahodimakshinan le chumra, that which we say kol hecha de ikala kushe. Don't forget this phrase, Rabbi Isai. Kol hecha de'ikala kushe. Anytime there's an ability to make a hekish. L'chumra, l'kula, l'chumra, makshin of alay l'kula. We make the hekesh l'chumra and not l'kula. Hekeshim have to be l'chumra and not l'kula, says Taisus. That's what Taisus is analyzing over here, Rabbi Isai. The Asman de Araisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, has an entire piece on this little Taisus. Says Taisus, honey bili be isura. Ava b'b'mayin aloy. Says Tosis, no, maybe what? That's by Yisr v'heter. That's by situations where the din is Safik d'araisa l'chumra, Safik Yisr l'chumra. But by Mamon, which is what? Which is whose sugya? Our sugya. So Tosis say l'kula. You with me, Dani?
So he agrees.
I mean, it's a totally different Gemara. It's the next Gemara. It's a similar kasha, though.
What?
One second. Let's read the Taisa together. Again, Donnie, we're together on what the Gemara's kasha was?
Yeah.
The Gemara says, how do you know lo machal yakarna? How do you know if my animal eats these Splenda packets in the Rishus HaNizak, which a Shein is Chayev, an animal is Chayev, even if it's lo machal yakarna, it's not a good example of karna, let's say, let's talk about the plant that this is made from, right? The plant is still Chayim, right? How do you know that he's still Chayiv Shein? Maybe Shein is only Chayiv if it's Machal Yakarna. Yeah, Jeremy, go quick, because I'm gonna say big stuff. Yeah? So what's the answer? So Zakta Gemara, do me the regel. Just like by regel, we don't find a distinction between Machal Yakarna and Lo Machal Yakarna. So to by Shein, we're now distinguished. Good? End of Gemara. Fractasis, why? Just because you're linking and you're being Makish Shein to regel, why do you be makashit l'chumra? Let's flip it. Let's say that everything should be l'kula. Because that which we have a klal, kol hecha de'ikul akushe, whenever we make a hekish, we're machmir on the hekish, that's only by iser. We're safik isur is l'chumra. But where safik is mamona l'kula, then we're mekel. You with me, Dani? You good? So that's Taisus kash. Everyone got Taisus kasha? Yeah.
The Gemara is not being makel.
That's exactly what Tosis is asking. Tosis is challenging the Gemara.
Tosis is say that if you eat half of it and you still have to pay money on it for damages, that within itself is more makel. You can't turn that makel. From what is it? From what extreme now is it becoming makel? Like if you don't have to pay for eating half, then fine. Now it's a chumra. But like from where is it extreme to
that? Tosis says pater. Make him not pay. L'kula.
Say that. Like,
that's exactly his question.
I'm saying there is
stop
no
stealing
Kosa's
question.
To go down to Mako for Tosos.
I don't know. What do you mean there is no other extreme?
To go from something from...
Chayev to Potter.
Right.
So the Gemara says Chayev and Tosos says, why don't you say Potter? Why isn't that a good extreme?
I'm saying there's no... Like, the other case of where it could be going to Mako. Where it would be more machmir than this case.
Well, the Gemara...
That Tosos wants to say.
Well, again, there's a case that we're not sure about. Lo machal yakarna. Maybe the din of Shein is only by machal yakarna. So Tosos says, why don't you say both regel and Shein should be pater on lo machal yakarna? Say l'kula instead of l'chumra. Why are you making the hekesh to obligate everyone? Well, let's make the hekesh to pater everyone because safik mona l'kula. Good?
Is to pay for only eating half of it, and that is within itself a
kumra. No, that's what Tosis is asking. When if you're linking them, maybe you should link them in the opposite direction. Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like kind of like your second question on the Rashi.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar. Good. So Zok Taisvis. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. No. We got it all wrong, Taisvis says. Don't differentiate between what and what, says Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam. Between Mammon and Isser. I don't care what subject matter you're talking about. Why? Mida hi b'toira, even by Mammon. Mida hi b'toira, loishna isurin v'loishna mimoina. Okay? Taisus says, it's a mida hi b'toira. It's a way to darshan psukim. And therefore, no matter what factor and what subject matter you're involved in, you're going to go what, Rabbi Yisai? You're going to go lechum. It says, Toises b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, not everyone agrees to this Toises, but Rabbeinu Tam says, and we're going to go with Rabbeinu Tam right now. Says Rabbeinu Tam, anytime you're makish, even in mamon, you say lechumra.
I don't get the hug me to think otherwise.
Oh. Why? Because it's drushas of psukim. And over here, we're trying to understand what the nature of shame is. So therefore, the nature of shame is a drusha in the psukim of shame. That's a midi b'toira, and therefore we're going to be mach. One second. Comes along, now that we have a little background, Rabbi Yisrael, we saw this taisvis. Now I think we can understand Rav Baruch Ber. Comes along the Birka Shmuel. And the Birka Shmuel starts to answer all of our questions. Comes along Rav Baruch Ber and he asks our question on the Rashba. He says, what about Mem Vav? How can, again, everybody say, let's go back to our original questions. We're really coming at this. Our target practice is right now on the Rashba. We're shooting guns at the Rashba. How does the Rashba deal with the Gemara Mem Vav? That over there by Nezikin, you're saying Safik Mamona Lekula. Comes along Rav Baruch Ber and says, whoa, slow down. Slow down. First of all, Rav Baruch Ber introduces, very similar to Chassam Sofer, that every Safik in Nezikin has what? Has not only a mamonis element, Rabbi Yisai, but has a what? Has an Isser element in the Parsha of Nezikin, right? Good? This is something we're familiar with, Rabbi Yisai, from the beginning sugyas of the Zman. That every case of Nezikin, you're not only chayef to pay money, but what? You better do tshuva on when? On Yom Kippur. For all of those who don't remember that Yom Kippur is the day you do tshuva. Okay? We're not learning that sugya right now. Rabbi Yisai, so there's an Isser element over here, right? So the Chassam Sofer said, that's the answer to the Rashba. So since there's a double whammy over here, there's an Isser and a Mamon, so over here we analyze it and we call it Ikaro Isser. But where did the Chassam Sofer fall short, Rabbi Yisai? The Mishnah on what? On Mem Vav. The Chassam Sofer doesn't resolve everything. Comes along Rabbi Baruch Ber, and Rav Baruch Ber takes that introduction like the Chassam Sofer, and he adds another piece. And he says, yeah, there's an Isser element. There's an Isser element. And this is fundamentally Isser, and the Mammon follows the Isser. And therefore the answer to question number two, why I don't split between the Mammon and the Isser, is because this is Ikaro Isser, and the Mammon follows the Isser, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, but what's with question one, Rabbi? You never answered question one. What does the Rashba do with Mem Vav? Zogt Rav Baruch Ber. There's a difference. Gemara Mem Vav is a suffix in a case. It's a suffix in a story. It's a suffix in what happened. When did the animal give birth to the other animal? When was the Uber delivered? The suffix in the story, in the case, in the Metzias. That's where the Mishnah, even by Nezikin, is what? Is suffix Mimona Likud. But over here, Rabbi Yisai, here we're dealing with what? The fundamentals of Baba Kama. We're trying to figure out on Beis HaMidbeis what? What do the Psukim talk about and introduce to us regarding the Mazik of Keren? Which type of Keren was the Pasuk talking about? What are the Dinim and the Parshias of Nezek of Keren? Zokt Rav Baruch Ber, that's much more similar to what? To what Tosis says on Gimel and Aleph. That Bein B'Mamayna, Bein B'Yisura, when it's a hekish, we're makish l'chumra, because it's the Dinei HaTorah. Zokt Rav Baruch Ber, this suffix of the Rashba, on Beis HaMidbeis by Mechuberes, is like what Tosis says on Gimel and Aleph by Shein. And therefore what? It's a suffix in the dinim, in the parshias, that even in the area of mamon you're going to go suffix isura lechumra. Suffix mona lechumra. This is in Hadadarsh in the psukim. What are the details? It's parshias. That's not a suffix mamona lekula. There's no kasha from memvav. This is what is the subject matter? What is a Karen? What is Nezikin? What is Shane? That's me, the Yibatayro. Like Rabbeinu Tam says, Andav Gimel. That's a different type of suffix. Givaldik, what Rabbi Baruch Meir says. Givaldik. They're not similar sveikis. See, even in Nezikin, we say suffix Yisuru Lachum. So now let's go back and read a Rashba. Give me a second there. The Rashba knew the din of Amoitza Mechaveira Levraya. That's what his kasha was based off of. Whenever you have a din Torah, you should say Amoitza Mechaveira Levraya, Kula Lenitba. So why don't we say Lahokya when it comes to our Gemara? So after Rashba, Yishlemer the Adraba, no, it's the Nezikin. So everyone learns this Rashba and they say, Nezikin has an Isser, and therefore you say Safik Isser Lechumra. So we ask, it's not true! Nezikin, you also go Lekula. That's not what the Rashba meant. The Rashba meant Nezikin, where you're defining Nezikin, where you're dashing the Psukim of Nezikin. Where you're doing something like Rabbi Tom's doing in Daf Gimel, where your sphincter is in the Dine Atayra of Nezikin. That's where it's going to be. In Isser L'Achmir. And that's where the Chassam Sofer is going to apply that this is Ikaro Isser. And the Mammon follows the Isser. And that's the answer to Kasha number two. As well. Why don't I split between the Mammon and the Isser? No, that's the Chassam Sofer's Yisod. That the Mammon here is following the Isser. But Marav Rabbeisa, you have a brand new chiddush that I want to point out to you, Rabbeisa, which is, in my opinion, the most geschmack part of the sugya. Even after we resolve the Rashba, we resolve this Rashba, and we now can understand how the Rashba can jive and survive with a Mishnah Menvav, and how the Rashba can survive with not splitting between the Mammon and the Isser based on the Chassam Sofer and Rav Baruch Ber. And Rabbi Yisrael, I want you to see them inside and understand what they built over here before I destroy their building in a second. There's something you see from their Havon and the Rashba that is relevant to us, that's relevant to our Shir, Rabbi Yisrael. See, we've spoken many times about this other element of Isser and Ezekiel. And we asked the following question, Avi. What have we asked? Where is the source for the Isser to be Mazik, Rabbi Yisai? So where, what have we quoted, Rabbi Yisai? What? V'yachtel Recha. K'moycha, some Rishonim quote. A Kal V'chomer from Hashavas Aveda, Rabbi Chanan and the Stipler hold. What? One second. Lo Tigzol is the Rabbeinu Yoina, but the Marikat says what? It's from our mission, from our sugya, from Lama Yishmeren. Mayor Rabbi say, what's Shitas HaRashba? Zok the Rashba! Lefi Adi Estaiti, you can be Medayik from this Rashba. If it's not, we have a Suffolk Isser on our hands. We don't know whether this is us, or means the Rashba held like who, Rabbi Yisai? Like the Machikats. That the Yisr is from Unzura Parsha. That means our Parsha, for those of you that don't know. The Yisr is from Unzura Parsha. And that's why we have a Suffolk Yisr on our hands. Is the Pasuk talking about Mechuberes, or is the Pasuk not coming about Mechuberes? So after all the dust settles, and you're Miyash of all the Kashas, you have to bring it back home. You have to bring it back to what the Rashba is saying. Yeah, you're right. It's a suffix in psukim and drushes, and that's why it can jive with memvov, and that's why, fine, all the lumdas and rebaruch bears and everything, but be yisoide, the Rashba comes out as a brand new shita in the source of the Isser for Nezikin. L'chayro. L'fi ani yazdaiti. B'mayra, boy say, I have some kashas on this yisaid. Because as glad as it is, and as much as I want to end shir right now, and walk away and say, we're good, let's go weiter, I have some serious problems with this Rashba. Because what's the Rashba saying? It's not just a suffix mamon, it's a suffix iser. But what the Rashba want to say? That by a Karen Mechuberes, we should call it not Mu'ud, but we should call it what? What? The boys say, no matter how you slice it, there's an Isser over here. There's an Isser called Karen. And you got to guard that Isser. And whatever your mucker for Isser is, by Mazik, by Karen, who cares whether it's Tom or Mu'ud? That's a detail in the Tashlumin, Rabbi Yisai. What in the world is this Hezber helping us? I just took our binyan, we just built up a whole binyan with a bunch of blocks, and I just collapsed the whole Hezber. Because the din of Tom and Mu'ud L'chayra is only an afkamina for what? How much you pay? Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalim? But Bein Kach, Rabbi Yisai, you have an Isser on your hands? The guy's being Mazik. So what's Suffolk Isser? What's the Rashba talking about? That's kasha number one.
Who asked that?
Me. I'll give you names a little later. Kasha number two. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you guys figure it out. But it's going to be Viter and the Makurs. I want each and every one of you to destroy this Rashba and to really get stuck tomorrow. Because as much of a binyan that we built up, if you go on and really hang out with the Rashba, I want you to hang out with the Rashba. And hanging out with the Rashba means hanging out with the Rashba, with all the Rashbas. You tell me if you have a problem with the Rashba. Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. Rabbi Yisai, hold